This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Counting of votes is underway for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar amid tight security. Trends available so far indicate that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory in the state assembly polls. The Mahagathbandhan seems to be performing badly. Trends are available for all 243 seats. BJP is leading in 80, JDU in 83, LJP in 23, RJD in 36, Congress in 6 and others in 15. Both Deputy Chief Ministers and BJP candidates Vijay Kumar Sinha and Samrat Chaudhary are leading. Maithili Thakur of the BJP is also leading in Alinagar seat and Senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is leading in Siwan. Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD is leading in Raghupur. Senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar is leading in Gaya town. 243 returning officers are overseeing the process, assisted by 243 counting observers in the presence of the contesting candidates and their authorized agents. Over 18,000 counting agents appointed by the candidates are monitoring the counting process to ensure fairness and transparency. Bihar had registered a historic voter turnout of 67.13% in the elections to the 243-member assembly in the two phases on November 6 and November 11. Adequate number of Central Armed Police Force, CAPF, and personnel of the Bihar Police have been deployed across the state to ensure smooth counting and prevent any untoward incident. 106 companies of security personnel from outside the state have also been deployed. A two-tier security has been ensured at the counting centres, while the inner tier has been assigned to the CAPF. State police has been deployed at the outer rung. Besides, 24/7 CCTV surveillance and other security provisions are in place. Official results will be available on the Election Commission of India's results portal, results.eci.gov.in. The Commission has advised the public and media to rely only on the official ECI portal for accurate and verified updates, warning against misinformation from unofficial sources. TV channels and digital media platforms have also been cautioned to ensure accuracy in reporting. We now go over live to our correspondent Anand Kumar, who is at AN College Counting Center in Patna. Anand, how is the counting progressing there?
Currently counting votes is going on smoothly. All 14 assembly constituencies votes polled on 6th of this month is underway, and elaborate security arrangements are in place, and trains are also coming from Danapur. RJD Ritra Lal Roy is leading against BJP and former Union Minister Ram Kripal Yadav, and we can say that in all 14 seats, NDA is ahead in 9 seats, and Mahagathbandhan is leading in 5 seats. So then after a few hours, the whole results will come out in whom favor, who is going to emerge victorious from NDA and Mahagathbandhan. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Anand, for sharing that update for our listeners. Counting of votes is also underway for by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These constituencies are Badgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapada in Odisha. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana is leading in Nagrota seat, while PDP candidate Aga Syed Muntazir Mehndi is leading in Badgam. In Odisha, BJP candidate J. Dholakia is leading in Nuapada. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lalthangliana is leading in Dampa constituency. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav V is leading in Jubilee Hills seat. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaya is leading in Anta, and in Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu is leading in Tarantaran. The 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, will inaugurate the trade fair. The theme for this year's fair is Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.